the siren, and it is a draw at Metricon Stadium. Second draw of the season. The Magpies and the Tigers, of course, drawing in round two when we restarted things. And what a game, what a finish we had. Unfortunately, neither side gets the win, but this might be important in the run home for the Bombers.
What a game.
Blackie, they have that game in hand, and the draw could be worth enough for them to perhaps get in the top eight.
I mean, it could be, and it could cost them. Yep. Who knows? That's the issue with a two-point draw. But what a last quarter that was, boys. The Bombers, the fight, the spirit they had in that last quarter to get back on that scoreboard was fantastic. And I tell you what, Benny King for the Suns, he had to find something. He was a man that lifted and had the opportunity to win the match for them, but sprayed the shot late. And then also the other young star, Isaac Rankin, had the opportunity to kick it from 53 metres out and sprayed across the goals. But what a contest that was.
And I think that Zaharakis injury, probably in the end, he kicked two last quarter goals, cost the Bombers there the 4 points.
Yeah, look, it probably did. Look, when it comes to a draw, you almost have to look at it as if to say, is one team relieved and one really disappointed, or are they both disappointed? Well, you know, if I was the Bombers, you'd almost take a draw from where they were at. I know they hit the lead, but I reckon they were probably outplayed.
So we see here the desperation late. Lemons had an opportunity.
And Gleeson grabbed him.
And then McGrath smothered Ellis. Fantastic desperation, as you'd expect in this scenario late in the game.
Yeah, Triple M Bosch Tools replay. And that kick by Ellis probably would have scored something. McGrath did so well to smother it and take it across the line. Good pick up there, Blackie. And the Suns would be disappointed. You know, they were on top for most of that game. They only were not leading the game with about 3 minutes to go when the Bombers hit the front for the first time. So they're probably the disappointed ones out of this game. But well done to the Bombers fighting back. Isaac Rankin was exciting again tonight. Just a couple of errors he probably could have done a little bit better. That kick just had to go as close, even on the near side, Blackie, for behind, so it didn't have to go travel as far. Just that sort of experience will come a little bit later for him. But
yeah, he probably needed more of a controlled kick rather than trying to just blaze and kick it as far as he can, because there's more, I guess, I don't know, more room for error, and that's what happened. He sprayed it across the face, but it would have been, like I said, it would have been good for Witts, or one of the bigs for the Suns, just to smash it through, because Essendon wouldn't have had enough time. Not that the players, I guess, knew how much time exactly was left, but we knew up here, and that would have been worked out better for the Suns, I guess.
Well, we'll hear from David Zaharakis shortly. Two goals in that last quarter, coming off with what Belinda Mellon thought was a quad injury. We'll hear from him shortly. This is our Triple M Amy review. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. And the Bombers have got the Saints again on Sunday. And Gold Coast have a bit of a break before their next game. They've got Richmond next Monday night at the Gabba. That is a night game.
So Sunday game for the Bombers coming up. Gee, that's not much break, is it?
No, you think they'll get Hurley back, and then whether they go with Bell Chambers or Draper. What did you make of Tommy Bell Chambers night tonight?
Well, he was okay. I mean, he battled willfully, but he's sore. He's really sore. You could tell that. I mean, he was pretty much sore from the outset. So he managed his way through the game, but you're going to need more than, 4 days to recover from that. So he might be up against it. Zaharakis, you don't play in 4 days after a twinge quad. And you'd think it's that rather than maybe a corky, because you'd probably play through the cork. So he's probably twinged that and out for, best part of 3 weeks.
They will be flat, the Suns. They were disappointed. They had the lead. It was their game to win at three-quarter time. And most of the night, they were ahead of the scoreboard, on the scoreboard. And I just felt that Essendon, we know that they are a quality side when they're up and going, and they move the ball really well. And that they got that game going, and their intensity and their effort to get the ball back from the Suns really lifted. But for mine, the Suns were a little bit gun-shy in patches in that last quarter to move the ball and play the game on like they had throughout most of the match. So came back to bite them in the bum.
Here's David Zaharakis, thanks to Fox Footy.
Yeah, David, really disappointing to get so close after an impressive second half.
Yeah, it was impressive, I guess, second half, better than the first, but that's all we wanted to do. We knew we were still in the game at half time. We were grinding away, and especially I think in that first quarter, we kind of had great change through the middle, and we just couldn't capitalise. And we knew once we started to capitalise on opportunities going forward, the scores were open for us, but Disappointed we got the draw, but I think the process was a lot better tonight, the way we played. It was more like that first half last week. But, yeah, results kind of matter in this business, and we didn't get the win.
And you just mentioned the old legs. The old legs were pretty impressive, kicking three goals. Tell us, at what stage did you feel the quad in that last shot?
Yeah, when I kicked the first one in the last quarter, I kind of felt a little bit tired, and then got another one 48 out. So as I sort of went to kick it, I sort of felt it before I hit the ball that it popped. So I don't know how to make the distance, but it got there. But, oh, yeah, I popped my quad. So, disappointed. I haven't done it for about 8 years, so it's pretty shattering.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah. What was the message at halftime? Your ability to turn the ball over in the forward half in that third quarter was outstanding.
Yeah, we kind of knew that you can cause a lot of turnovers against Gold Coast because they try and go so quick all the time, and they have you get a lot of front half turnovers on them. So we just try to do that. We had forwards with Waller and Connor down there, just putting a lot of pressure on. So we knew if we had opportunities that we could turn the ball over. It's obviously a lot easier to score from your front half than your back half. So we tried to do that, and the game opened up for us. But, so that was positive. But, yeah, we didn't get the win. So.
Well, it turned into a great game. Bad luck on the injury yourself. Great performance. Bad luck.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Well, incredible effort there from David Zaharakis, Blackie, that he felt the quad early in that last quarter and still kicked two goals and almost won the game for them.
Great effort, wasn't it? Yeah, he was vital for the Bombers in that last quarter. And, I mean, that third goal he kicked was a 50-metre plus kick. It was a great effort to consider he's hurt his quad before that. So, he was important when it really mattered for the Bombers, and he helped drag them towards that draw.
And Ben King almost dragged the Suns across the line. Here he is with thanks to Fox Footy.
Yeah, we've got another star, Ben King. Talk us through that ground ball. I mean, obviously, a lot of pressure late in the game. Ball goes to the ground, and you just found some space and slotted it through to bring the team back in it.
Yeah, it felt like we were building the pressure that whole last quarter. Obviously, they edged ahead, and we were lucky enough to get one back and get back into it. But, credit to the boys for fighting it out to the end. Obviously, would love to win, but, oh well.
Been a frustrating month. You know, lost last three games, two of them by less than a kick. What's the feel in the group at the moment? Looks like you're building, but you just can't get the wins at the moment.
Yeah, we haven't been getting the wins, but still overwhelmingly positive. We all know what we can do when we play the right football. So, we still got a whole lot of belief, and we'll take that into the rest of the season.
Now, Isaac Rankin, he's having a shot from 55. He does most things pretty good. What were you expecting?
We back Ranks to do whatever he wants. So he's a really talented footballer, obviously. And, we support him, whatever decision he made there.
Yeah, what about on the lead? You had a shot from, was it about 50 metres? Take us through, what were you thinking then? You had the distance easy?
In the last
yourself?
Quarter?
Yep.
Missed that one in the last, but... it happens, and hopefully next time we'll take that opportunity.
No, you're a star on the night. Congratulations on your performance. Bad luck on the result, but well done.
Cheers, Lynchie.
Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, he was quiet throughout large periods of that game, but he certainly came alive in that fourth quarter, ended with two goals, one from his eight disposals tonight. Ben King, more of our review coming up next. The draw tonight at Metricon Stadium. For McDonald's, get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef.
Triple M Footy Review, Amy.
Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
11-7-73. The draw at Metricon Stadium, the second of the season. We'll have a look at the live ladder, and that tells us that the Bombers now are 2 points outside the top eight. Of course, this is the last game in round 11, and the Suns now another close game. Unfortunately, couldn't get the 4 points, and they are now a game and a half outside the top eight, 4-6, and that one draw, the Bombers 5-4, and now that one draw. Tomorrow night, it's the Swans and Giants to kick off round 12. Choice hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across the country. For the lowest prices guaranteed, we might give Blackie just a couple of extra minutes to work out the 3, 2, and 1 champs, because it's difficult to pick out in a draw, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could have been Zaharakis that got the three, maybe, if they'd won.
Possibly. I think McGrath was really good.
Yep.
Lucky Neil was good. Lucky Weller was
kicked two
good.
Goals.
Lucky Neil was good too.
He's always good.
He's always good. He's got a tough job tonight. You and I had a tough job calling some of these moments as well. But there was lots to love out there tonight. But this one in particular, we've given to as tonight's I'm loving it moment. Happened at the 23rd minute mark in the final quarter. And Tomo, here's how you called it on Triple M Footy.
Inside the forward 50, picked up by King. He darts around Francis. He darts around Gleeson. Ben King, what a goal!
What a star.
That's his second. And one against the flow. That ends a run of four goals for the Bombers. And we're level again. And we were level again at the end as well. He had another opportunity there in that fourth quarter, champs, but he really lifted when they needed him to.
Yeah, he did. He really got them back because I think they wrestled back a little bit of momentum that the Bombers had, and they looked like they were just going to continue on and actually sort of almost not run away with the game, but maybe get a goal or two clear. And that one just stemmed the flow a little bit and got them back to level, as you mentioned. And then they probably had more opportunities than the Bombers in the last sort of minute of the game and just couldn't quite get a score on the board. But that was due to the Bombers' pressure again. So the Bombers had a real lackluster first half. They just looked flat. They looked like they sort of were over this footy hub thing, and this is really hard to get up, you know, for games, you know, with only 4 and 5 days break. And it's amazing what a goal or two does for you. And they all seem to lift a little bit. They all seem to run that extra yard and put that extra pressure and smother and stuff on. And it proved it in the end to get them back into the game. And I think they'd be happy with the draw.
Yep, so yep. Glass yep. half full.
I think that's the way the Bombers have to look at it, and I reckon the Gold Coast would be a little disappointed. Having led it every quarter, at every break they led, they got out to as much as 20-odd points there at one stage, but just couldn't sustain that.
Okay, I think we've drawn this out long enough. We've given Blackie enough time to work out
God's
his
sake,
3-2-1. It is very tough tonight. Simon Black, your triple MVP award. You're 3-2-1.
Rightio, thank you, Tomo. One vote goes to Jordan Ridley. Boys, 23 disposals, 10 marks, and 91% disposal efficiency.
Yes,
he was
good.
Fantastic throughout the night. Tonight, two votes goes to Lockie Weller, 18 disposals, number one on the ground for pressure acts tonight, and kicked two goals. So he was good offensively and also defensively. He had a good impact tonight for the Suns, so I gave him the best player for the Suns, and the best player on ground I gave to young Andrew McGrath. Had 26 touches. Instrumental in the first half, I must say, for the Bombers. Had 9 contested possessions, 6 clearances, and what got him the 3 votes in the end, champ, was a smother on Brandon Ellis to save the game for the Bombers in the last 5 seconds of the game.
Yeah, he definitely would have scored from where he was positioned.
It looked like it, didn't it?
So that was the game-saving smother. Gets Andy McGrath the 3 votes. Great job tonight, champ.
Well done, Tomo. Well done, Blackie.
Good on you, boys.
Belinda, Jack up the back. Everyone who's helped out tonight, thank you very much. It was a draw at Metricon Stadium. The final score once again, 11-7-73. 11-7-73 for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Oggly doggly.
The Triple M footy review for Amy. Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's-